the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get things going. Mahoney, got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, so I mean, if you've ever been in an Uber before and been stuck in traffic or during surge pricing, you know it can get pretty expensive pretty quick. Well, this guy, his name is Andrew Peters. He's from Richmond, Virginia. He got stranded on a highway but also got hit with a massive bill after that. He was coming in from San Francisco. Didn't realize what was going on here, he said. His driver apparently didn't realize the severity of the situation either. It was just like some traffic mess, right? Like a bunch of backed up traffic, bad weather. And he said that he was stuck in this Uber, but it took him 9 hours to get home.
Oh, my God.
He had a $200 Uber bill as a result. However, okay. Peter said that Uber decided to tack on an additional $400 in charges, raising his total to $600.
No way.
He said, I'm still trying to find somebody to talk to understand why they would charge me this. He said, heavy traffic may cause your trip to take longer than expected, and to compensate your driver for the additional time, your fare may change. He said, I'll probably get banned from Uber, but, you know, whatever.
So yeah, $200 is normal,
if
right?
If the driver didn't look at the highway, you know, like, which is crazy to me, not think, because every time I've ever been in Uber, all they have is Google Maps up and it's got the traffic on there.
And just to be clear, like, the interstate was fully blocked. Like, that's what was going on here. It's not like there was just a little backup in traffic. Like, it was blocked and didn't open until the next day.
So he had to just hang out. I mean, again, I feel bad for the driver for sure, but I don't like charging this dude $600 because
of something that was uncontrollable.
A decision that was made by the driver. I don't love that.
Again, the driver.
It's like the longest haul ever.
Having $200, I get that, right?
Yeah.
But Uber just deciding to arbitrarily tack on $400 additional dollars is garbage.
Nah. Just give your driver an additional $400. But isn't this guy disputing it?
He's disputing it, but
he can't get a hold of anybody.
He had to take it to the local media in order to have anyone listen He said he can't find anyone on the website to talk to.
Well, I mean, by disputing it, by going through your credit card company and saying no.
Oh,
nah.
Well, eh.
Sometimes it doesn't work, though.
That's a little tricky, right? If you were in the car and you took the ride, and according to the terms and service, you know, I
let them battle it out with your credit card company, and your credit card company will that's the one beautiful thing about going through your credit card.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just that billion-dollar companies that don't pay their employees and are gouging their customers don't really have a high regard.
Uber sucks. Let's be clear. Yeah, no, they take advantage of literally everyone.
Also,
And their service has gotten exponentially worse. Like, the reason why Uber became a thing is because
it was great.
It was so much better than the taxi experience. But, I mean, obviously, during the challenges of the pandemic and everything else, when you're not paying anyone to actually work
but
for you.
But even before that, you know, you
it started to slip. Yep.
And you're not paying your people.
Surge pricing and all that nonsense.
Also, in what world does an Uber driver get paid like $70 an hour?
Right. Yeah.
They should.
But I'm talking about for this instance right here.
Yeah.
You're paying almost $70 an hour or whatever that math is.
You think that Uber driver's getting all that money? Not a chance.
Not a chance.
That sucks.
Nope.
So some good news today as well. Also interstate related. This is the story of a good boy. And I mean a good boy. The spirit of Lassie lives on, they say, in a German shepherd named Tinsley. The pup not only survived a car accident, but helped to flag down first responders to rescue his human. Cops in New Hampshire said they got a call about 10 p.m. on Tuesday. There was a loose German shepherd on the highway near the New Hampshire and Vermont border. And when officers responded,
which is weird.
Yeah, right.
Just a random German shepherd on a highway.
And
I know.
So they show up and this dog refused to come close to them and started like running away, but doing that thing where it was like,
follow me.
And so they followed the dog and it led them to the scene of a nasty accident. Turns out Tinsley and his owner had a terrible truck wreck and he was able to escape. But police realized two other people had been ejected from the truck and were obviously also injured. Ugh. So the cops called an ambulance and all involved were taken to a hospital and they are all going to survive, and this dog is being hailed as a hero.
That is, I mean, great news, but have they talked to the owners or the people who were in the truck? Are we sure that this isn't the dog just showing off its evil deed?
Oh.
You know, like the
An
dog.
Inside job, yeah.
Yeah, like, look what I did.
Look what I did. I took down the Silverado that I've been chasing for years.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, this Antonio Brown story gets a lot more interesting when all of a sudden you involve an OnlyFans chick and supposedly a premeditated plot. So we all saw Antonio Brown take his pads off and run off the field, right? But here's the story now. He had reportedly snuck an OnlyFans influencer into his hotel room the night before.
Wait, do you remember the chick who she was, though?
So I wasn't familiar, but her name is Ava Louise. She's 23, and she went viral last year for licking a toilet seat.
Licking the toilet seats on airplanes.
Yeah.
She was that girl.
She was that girl.
So if she's willing to do that, my guess is she's willing to do
pretty
other
much
things.
Anything, yeah.
She's willing to do things that Antonio Brown is probably wanting.
Yeah, so she arrived at the hotel, according to this story, at 11:15. This is from the Daily Mail, and snuck past the NFL security that they have because of all the COVID protocols, which
Grimy.
They're not allowed to see guests. Once inside, Grimy. He started ranting about all of the BS COVID rules and told her, F the NFL, according to her.
Okay.
She, who has the OnlyFans account, said, we had the adult relations. He wanted to film it and make a tape on my phone. He wanted me to put it out there. Okay. The OnlyFans creator claimed that he kept mumbling, I can't wait for you to see what I'm going to do tomorrow. I can't wait for you to see me tomorrow. So Antonio Brown, who unbelievably is only 33 years old, right, considering all of the hijinks that he's been in for all of these years, he was released after this meltdown. The Ava Louise girl said that he appeared to be pretty disturbed during and before their adult relations, leaving her rambling voice messages and going on a rant about COVID and the NFL
so
and everything else.
He's leaving disturbing messages, but you're still like, I'm going to sneak into this hotel and still bang this dude.
No, yeah, he was mumbling them around, walking around the. It wasn't like he was like dropping voice notes.
No, he also left like a voice message.
He did.
Yeah.
Him like, and then he left the evidence.
Well, and he also texted her all this stuff, and then she took screenshots and released all of that.
Do we believe her?
I mean,
she's got the receipts.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I don't know.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it past him.
But you're somebody.
If this was like Tom Brady, you know, sure. I'd be like, sure. But
you're somebody who slept with Antonio Brown, which may be worse.
Nah, I was just saying, whatever. I was just kind of thinking my brain was more grimy.
23-year-old toilet licking OnlyFans chick.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, neither of them care. I like the fact that they're both just blown up each other's spots now for clout.
But he wanted more.
Yes.
So, That golf clothing company that I'm a big fan of, that Sunday Swagger that I have all their shirts that I wear during the summer when I golf. Actually, Antonio Brown tweeted out a picture of one. Is when he was getting his foot worked on. The trainer was wearing a shirt I had.
Oh, really?
Oh.
How about that?
And immediately sold out on that website. And then they were like using Antonio Brown. They were like photoshopping his face onto all the models. I'm like, gosh, you're gonna get in trouble doing that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Your whole brand's gonna go to the toilet.
Do you want Antonio Brown as your spokesman now?
Well, I mean, it's a small.
No, I know.
Also, everybody's talking about him.
I guess, yeah, it works. So at CES, they're rolling out all kinds of stuff. But have you guys seen the color-changing BMW?
This is pretty damn cool,
man. It is cool.
Is it, though?
The rims, for me.
It's cool for, like, 4 minutes, and then you're like, that's annoying.
Nah. I mean, I feel like the technology that's going to come along with this. I mean, because this isn't anything new. This is just an advancement in what we've already had. Because you remember candy paint back in the late '90s, early 2000s.
I was seriously just thinking the paint technology. You're going to be able just to touch your phone and change the. It's going to be like a skin. Like a video game skin.
Do you guys remember the old school, the Ford Mustang Cobra edition that had the color changing paint from back in the day? Where depending on what angle you looked at
it's called candy paint.
That's the same thing.
That's candy paint.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I didn't know it's called candy paint. But yeah, it'd be going like from green to purple and all that stuff. But this actually is basically like your car looks like an LED. So if you want to Google it and see what I'm talking about, it's the iX Flow. It's featuring E-Ink, and they rolled it out at CES. And, I mean, it is definitely a vibe. You'll get some attention, but it just seems a little bit extra to me after, like I said, 4 minutes of looking at it. You're like, all right.
There was a car that I was driving in front of on the way to the grocery store. It was a G-Wagon, and it had one of those sick paint jobs that whenever I was looking in the rearview mirror, it looked blue. But then whenever it started to turn, it was like pink and purple and like kind of like oil spill colors.
Yeah, I think I've seen that
car. And I was like, wow, I'm poor.
Yeah.
That is a cool car.
Well, speaking of being poor, all of us are going to scratch our heads as to why, but Bentley is reporting a second consecutive year of record sales.
I mean, are you? I'm not surprised by this.
Who has all of this money?
There's
such a gap.
Nobody is getting, like, normal people, the average person, anybody listening to us anywhere. We are not doing better. But the upper echelon, the 001%, like, the pandemic has been phenomenal for them. I mean, if you look at, like, Apple's stock has gone through the roof. If you look at, like, Bezos, Musk, all of their net worths have skyrocketed while there's a problem. And
so their entry-level SUV, which they say is selling exceptionally well, starts, their entry-level SUV starts at more than $180,000, while its exclusive coach-built models, they sell for about $2 million.
No. I mean, to Mahoney's point, everybody's got money. That is not us.
Yeah.
And it feels like everybody's either, the gap is so thick that it's like you're either going to outer space or you're on unemployment. There's no in between.
Okay, so let's swing to something that's more up our alley here. Instead of a $2 million Bentley, Taco Bell is now selling $10 monthly taco subscriptions.
That I'm here for.
Oh my gosh, sign me up.
What do you get with a Taco Bell?
One taco monthly? Per day for 30 days.
That's actually
for $10. That's
no.
If you have to drive there every day, if you could build up your
30 tacos for $10,
who eats
a day?
One taco a day?
But if you're already going there, right? I mean, like,
it's an extra trip.
No,
like if you could build up those tacos, if it was 30 tacos a month for $10,
you just like roll in on the 26 and be like, give me my 30 tacos.
Yeah, or just get to choose whenever you want your 30.
Make it like, a weekly thing. Yeah. You know, like that's the thing with the if you win. Because we've been a part of plenty of those like grand openings of new restaurants, like special or fast food places like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or whatever, and you're like, you're going to win McDonald's for a year. The way that that works is you get a certain amount a week.
Do you know this from experience?
Yes, because we've given them away, and it's great. People will camp out for hours. It's insanity. But the way it works is like you get a set amount a week.
Right. It's the same thing with like free beer for life or whatever. You get like a six pack a week for life. And you're like, I mean, kind of.
That makes more sense though. A six pack can have a great night. One taco is a tease.
Yeah. One taco gets nothing done.
That's not even an appetizer.
You're right. That ain't even
I don't know. Points. Ask Antonio Brown.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What age is it acceptable to like just totally let yourself go?
Message deleted.
I mean, is it really an age that's acceptable to let yourself go? Or is it like a point in life where you realize like, hey, I'm married to this person? And I think that they're too far in to divorce me at this point.
No, don't think like that.
They're all in, man. They pushed.
It's too late to start over now, isn't it?
They pushed all in, holding a 7 and a 2. And that's how much more weight I'm going to gain.
7 to 2, baby.
Woo!
Y'all. Good Lord. No, I feel like I'm too vain to ever, like to let myself
just consciously be like, I'm done working out forever.
I really think so. Yeah. Like, I mean, I usually get about 4 or 5 months in of just like slop. Like I'm like a puddle person of like just like laying on the bed all day long or the couch, just binging Netflix. And then I'm like, ugh, that's enough.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of streaky too, right? Like there's peaks and there's valleys. There's times where like over the holidays, I'm just like, yep, nope, I'm not working out.
Mm-mm.
Mahoney, you've been actually really consistent. I've been impressed. Yeah, like over the holidays, even like you were still out there, like getting your workouts in and everything else.
Well, walking. Yeah. I mean, I'm not hitting the gym.
But you're moving.
Yeah, I am moving. That's important for me compared to what I was doing. Because
your natural state is just
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I love being at rest.
Mm-hmm.
I am a body of mass with big ass, fat ass that's not moving. That's what I'm doing. So I don't know. For me, there's the line in the sand, the line I will not cross, like the red line, is I will not get myself a Traeger smoking grill.
Oh my gosh, I've heard about these
green,
recently.
Or a Green Egg. Oh, Traegers are like,
that because you feel like that's the beginning of the end?
Because all I'm going to do is just be at home smoking brisket constantly. And I'm just going to just basically, it's like, you know how some people are like, I can't smoke anymore, I can't drink anymore, I can't do heroin or other drugs anymore.
Right.
If I get, that is putting a dispensary in my backyard. And
that's
like,
the needle.
I cannot do, I will not
do it.
You
will know that I took out an insurance policy on you if I start becoming your Traeger temptress where I just started like leaving coupons around for you to get like 30% off of a smoker.
Did anybody else just get like a faint smell of like brisket? Yeah. Like
mesquite.
For what? Oh my gosh. So
cherry wood.
Oh, I just got a targeted ad on Instagram.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Also, the other real reason I don't want to get a Traeger, I don't want to put together.
Oh, I'm sure you could hire
just
somebody.
Buy one like pre-made.
Nah, yeah, man, that's a pain in the butt, too.
Ask to buy the floor model.
You've done that.
I have.
Yeah, why the hell don't you guys just shut up and play some damn music? Nobody cares.
Message deleted.
Then turn on Spotify. I mean, you have other options.
No, I mean, like, that. Back in the day, we used to get calls like, I can't believe you guys are talking on the radio. It'd be so much better if you just shut up and played music. Like, literally, music is everywhere for free now. Like, you don't need us for music, right?
No, you don't. We like a little bit of both.
But I love the fact that you get so mad that you feel like you need to call
what
us and leave us a voicemail.
What time do we know what set that gentleman off in?
No idea.
Do we know where he's from?
But, hey, guys, shut up. Oh. Just shut up.
Do we know where he's from?
He's close. Let's just say that.
He's close?
He's real close.
Is he right in this behind room? You.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Is that our boss?
Probably.
If you'd describe yourself in a music genre, what would it be? I think Mahoney would be elevator music, and not even the good kind, not the kind with the lyrics, just the kind that plays the melody, and you got to kind of hum it to figure out what it is.
Ouch.
Jay would be sports jams all day, because Jay's all about them sports. Ooh. All about that money, 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 Dave, money, 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 money. Have a good one, guys.
Message deleted.
Why are you leaving Audrey and Ian out? You're just coming after me and Dave. And also, the moment you know you're getting old is when you are in a Walgreens or a grocery store and they're playing music that you listened to when you were 18.
Yeah, no, there was an exact moment that I know what you're talking about. I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, and they were playing Green Day when
yes.
I come around. And I'm like,
No Doubt? The fact that, like, No Doubt is getting played in a grocery store?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we old?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, if you are a mob boss and you are on the run and you have been getting away for years, it really sucks when you get spotted on Google Maps.
Oh, wait, I thought they blurred everybody's face on Google Maps.
I did too, yeah.
Was this guy got such a weird-looking body that he was identifiable without his face?
He looks like Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
I know that neck.
or the lack thereof.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So this 61-year-old was found in Spain where he was living under a different name after a Google Street View shot showed a man resembling him standing in front of a grocery store. That was key to tracking. Somebody was tracking this fugitive, looking for him, and they tracked him down. And they said, "We think it's him." Sure enough, they showed up. Turns out that there was like a scar on his chin, which is really identifiable, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that helped to pin down who he was.
Scar.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy that this guy has been on the run for a long time. He escaped prison in Rome all the way back in 2002, 20 years ago.
Holy moly! I mean,
also,
he's lived
2002
a life.
Was 20 years ago.
Oof.
Does that seem like
oof?
Even the like 20 years ago, it was like escaping prison.
Yeah,
like
with a spoon.
It's that's the, you know, like I get like El Chapo where he, you know, they paid off literally everybody. I wonder if that was something similar. But like, who kind of escapes from prison in the last 20 years?
Right. Yeah. Like in 2002, you'd think that the technology would be there to like keep track of the mafia bosses that you don't want escaping from prison.
But because everything's made out of concrete, is it not?
And on top of that, like if you are a mafia boss, why are you going? Like they got things, they got apps that they can deliver your groceries for you. For
when they busted him, he said, "How did you find me? I haven't even called my family in 10 years."
Oh,
and they said Google Maps.
Man, I don't even know if I committed crime. Okay, say I'm just a mafia boss myself. And I needed to go into hiding in order to live, but I can't communicate with anyone. I can't go out for my own groceries. All of that is just for...
Right?
What's the point of living? What kind of life are you
terrible.
Living?
Terrible. Yeah.
Horrible life.
A horrible life. But like you at least have more contact with people if you're in jail.
So if you think house prices are expensive where you live, you're probably right, but not this expensive. It was a record year for property in 2021 in New Zealand where the national average value of a house. So we're talking about the average. We're not talking about high-end house. We're talking about the average of all houses over $1 million for the first time.
Well, there goes my idea of
relocating.
If I was going to escape this country.
Hey, Ian, you want to go on a house together? Maybe in like
Seth
7 years?
ish.
Okay.
Ish. I have some stuff working right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Investments that hopefully will turn around in the next 7 years.
I mean, I could, if you want to go in a little bit more, I could be your babysitter, and you can just like compensate me that way.
Okay. And then we'll sell NFTs on the side. Okay.
It's not GameStop, is it?
Yeah, of course it's GameStop, right? God. To the moon.
Actually, today it shot. It shot up.
Oh,
Audrey? Audrey, we're getting a place in New Zealand.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is Awesome.
The Internet is awesome. Some of our favorite audio clips from this past week. And some of them are weird. Some of them are just entertaining because the individuals involved are absolute characters. Let's start with one, though, that has to do with an unconventional wedding. And, you know, I mean, it's obviously 2022. There's a lot of people that just decide that they want to live their life and be their true, authentic self. And whatever that means, a lot of people nowadays are pretty accepting, which I think is great, right? But we've heard some things that are definitely not just a little left of center, but a lot of left of center. And I'm talking about, you remember that story, Mahoney, the woman over in the UK who married the chandelier?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. I remember the woman who married a ghost. I think it was maybe a ghost of a pirate, if I recall correctly.
And then he cheated on her. Remember that?
Yeah, of course he did. He's a pirate. He's invisible.
Getting that booty. Pirate joke.
There's a woman that the story just broke a couple of days ago about the woman who married the jumbo jet plane over in Germany.
Why is it only the news? They only report on women marrying things. They never report. You never hear like a guy married like a walking stick or a guy married.
I mean, if that walking stick thick. A thick stick.
Gosh. There is a guy who
stick
was
with toothy C's.
That's right.
There was a guy who was like former UFC, something like that, who is trying to marry a sex doll.
Ah, yes.
But
yes.
I mean, I guess that's like a human-esque.
I just feel like the media doesn't report on it. Like, because we're like, that's creepy. And then, so why are we bringing this up?
Well, because there is a woman that decided to do a full-on Las Vegas wedding to marry the color pink. She's married.
Not the pop singer pink.
No. She's married to Carrie Hart. Yeah, she's not available.
Okay.
The actual color pink.
The child said on a skateboard that I should marry the color pink, and he was being sarcastic. He's like, "You like pink so much, why don't you marry?" I'm like, "Not a bad idea."
Do you, kitten, take the color pink, be the one?
I do. I would never wear another color. I can pinky promise you I will be in pink till I die. I don't take life seriously, and I don't think anybody else should take life seriously. Life is too short. Have fun. Have a ball.
Her name is Kitten.
The most amazing thing to me is that there are this many people here for the wedding. That's just got to be the people at the wedding chapel, right, that she paid?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Sounds like about 15 people.
I saw pictures from this, but the thing that kind of struck me as a little bit suspicious is, you know, her reasoning behind marrying the color pink, because a kid on a skateboard said, "Why don't you marry the color pink?" Doesn't that just sound like somebody who's kind of old and trying to imagine what a teenager would say?
Hey, fellow youths.
You love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Like,
I don't think that's how people talk anymore.
That was teenagers from like you're envisioning a teenager from like the 80s and maybe or the 90s. Teenagers on skateboards now, or teenagers don't skateboard now, or they're at home playing a video game of skateboarding. They're not out talking to old people. So social anxiety is real.
Travis Barker, we know that in 2021 would literally do anything with anyone at any point, right? Like, as far as like trying to be like the godfather of like ushering in the TikTok kids to become legit music stars. No, I don't hate it either. It's just that's what it was, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Travis Barker will literally do anything with anyone and is, I mean, a little thirsty to stay relevant. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
You don't need to, considering you are a part of one of the greatest bands in the punk pop era.
Everyone loved Blink 182. Yes, we don't need to see you tongue punch your girlfriend.
But they're in love.
Until you're divorced.
45.
Yeah.
Okay. We just don't need to see it.
We don't need to see it.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Not just him. Anyone.
Anyone.
Fair.
And especially in leather pants. Okay?
Yeah.
But Travis Barker decided to do a cover of Adele, Easy On Me, with, you know, his drumming skills. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, fine. I don't hate it. You know,
I don't think
it's not great.
I've
heard some more of these, you know, that he's done in the past that have been cool. But like, I don't think Adele. I don't think that adds to the Adele song, personally.
It sounds like whenever you go to the concert and they do that like huge climax version of the all slow ballads or whatever, that's just what that was. It was fine. Travis is great.
It's fine.
He is one. He is like the GOAT. I mean, it was what it was.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, as far as like pop punk drummers,
pop punk, for sure.
I would say that pop punk drummers,
if you're going to
that have
regard,
famous stars
sure.
and straps tattoos on their right arm, I would say he's the
it
GOAT.
It was his
of that.
Brand.
I mean, I'm more of a Tim Armstrong guy, or not Tim Armstrong.
Get his name right if you're going to be his dude.
What? Who is it?
Hold on one second.
He's Tim Travis Armstrong Parker from guy. Rancid.
You're trying to say like Billy Joe Armstrong? You're trying to say Trey Cool? Is that
Tim Alexander?
Tim Alexander.
Yeah. Not Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
Cool. So let's introduce you to our favorite dude of the week, without question. This is a guy that we met in our feature Mullet Over. His name is Billy Tatum, and he was talking to the local news about how he was just out on his front porch playing some cards on a Monday afternoon, and all of a sudden a tree fell over and crushed some poor girl's car, and his play-by-play is spectacular.
You go to get a tree cut and it takes out a car. Come on now. We can do better than this.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary playing cards and watching a City of Huntington crew work on cutting the tree down.
The witness says he watched in disbelief Monday as the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it.
That's a car-eating tree there, flattened it like a pancake from backseat to the tail. And I said, oh, whoops. Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was. I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know? I mean, what guy, what, you know, doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But, hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now. Chalk it up to a Monday.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
Man, so we were going through trying to decide which one is the best Billy, and I've got four contenders for you.
Okay.
Real quick.
Come on now. We can do better than this.
Okay. Okay.
Or?
Whoops.
Okay.
Ooh. Whoops.
That was your favorite, right, Dave?
That's my whoops. Favorite.
And then?
I hope the last two are my two favorite.
I hate to say it. It was kind of cool.
Kind of cool. And then we
that
also
wasn't
have?
It. That wasn't it.
She can't get to school now.
That one, and then chalk it up to Monday.
Yeah,
those are my two favorite.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the question that we have for you today, you can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney, is what decision did you make, regardless of how long ago it was, that you still look back on and you cringe? Maybe, I mean, it's when you did something that was really foolish, like you were, you know, diving into the rock quarry like Audrey used to do when you were how old at the time?
Oh, I was a teenager.
And you know that there was always like rusted out refrigerators and stuff in the rock quarry, but you just try to, you know, jump around it. Tractors in there, whatever it may be.
I used to be so emo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're talking about
so much
cringy.
Has changed.
Yes.
No, I mean, I don't put it out publicly anymore.
Oh, the emo phase that I went through was appalling.
Did you
I did
have
the,
a live journal?
The black, I had the Zanga is what I started on Zanga and then progressed through the MySpace era. But the heavy liner, the swoop bang, I wasn't allowed to do the haircut that I wanted so badly. And we're all probably envisioning it right now with the raccoon, like the different color stripes down the hair. And it was very 80s-esque, the top. Like the top poofy and the bottom really straight.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me go that far, but I did dye my hair. This is where it gets cringe. I tried to dye my cringier dark black. I tried it and I didn't get the right color box dye.
Oh,
so we just went to Walgreens to go do it.
Yeah.
And it turned green because my hair is naturally blonde.
Right. Yeah.
And it just turned this foul color green so bad,
buddy,
that I got broken up with because
no,
he didn't want
really?
To see me.
Oh, wow.
He did not want to be around me with
green. How old were you at the time?
I was 15.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Well, actually, probably 14, 15, but yeah.
Total heartbreak?
Like, I mean, he lived
at the time.
It was one of those relationships where it was, we met up because the middle ground was like Wednesdays, like this church. So we would skip church and go out to like the pond area. We literally never went to church, but it was the only way that I could see him because he lived too far away.
You were supposed to be at church and you were making out with some boy by a pond?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, I mean, not for long. I got dumped.
Yeah.
I never saw that church again. It's why I never go to church anymore.
That turned you off to religion right there.
So I found my live journal.
You did not.
You did not.
It still exists.
No, Mahoney.
It right does. Now?
Why are you guarding it like that?
Because I'm not showing any of you.
Link it in chat. Link it in chat. Link it in chat. Come on, man.
Can you read us?
I'll read you an entry.
Is it a cringy this one? Is,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is from April 2001.
Do we have any super emo background music for this?
Well, this one's not like super emo. I'll get to that one. But this one's, I don't know why I would put this in writing because this is insanity.
Wait, so this is from 2001, you said?
2001.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Holy cow. It's a time capsule.
It says, tonight was interesting. I got into a fight. 8 people were involved who I all know, which this is, I'm reading it verbatim. This is the bad grammar. And we all know, and we're all friends. I choked a guy. I got hit above the eye, and it hurts pretty bad. I'm living, though. All the drama is settled for now. I hope.
What was that? It sounded like Norman Mailer.
I have no recollection of what is referring to that.
Mahoney Hemingway over here. My gosh,
the drama.
But
is
we're
settled.
All living for now.
Are so, there any
okay.
more?
Okay, here's another.
You get into a fight in a Big Lots parking lot, and you got to go home and blog about
diary
it.
Diary about it.
I got another. This is more of an emotional one. This is about the girl who I was had just started dating at the time, mm-hmm. right around here, 2001. Yeah. Danny scares me. She has all of her ish together. I mean, all of it. She graduates college in 1 month, going for a master's and getting her CPA soon. I still have 2 years, at least, to get a degree. I finish my broadcasting school sometime in November. I feel really comfortable around her, and I'm so insanely attracted to her. It's ridiculous. I mean, good God.
Whoops.
Stephen Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So we're talking about, you know, how cringeworthy all of us were when we were younger. And, I mean, you know, the frosted tips for me, the thumb rings. I mean, there's plenty
of
stuff.
That's how I met you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the leather bracelets,
you still rock
the bracelets, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of, I like it.
But it was the big leather.
It was the big leather, like, douchebag.
You had the buckle ones.
I had the buckle one that with, like, my Adema shirt on. Like, yeah, I sucked. I mean,
it was the trend.
But Mahoney.
And the goatee.
And the crappy goatee. But Mahoney accepted me for who I was.
I did. I loved you. Yeah.
You had a goatee?
Well, I mean,
it was not because they can't grow like a mustache.
I can't grow like a good mustache. But
you had
like a little like
chin hair.
Is that soul patch?
The soul patch is more like the, you know, like right beneath the lip.
Yours didn't have any soul?
You just had the chin. No.
Yeah, it was just like basically chin pubes.
It's a chin strap without the straps.
Yeah.
A chinless strap. It's a
chin merkin, I think is what it's called.
Oh, it's like a little toupee.
A little peach fuzz.
Yeah. Not great. But anyway, yeah, I mean, a lot of fashion choices that I look back on and go, probably not the best, but Mahoney, you and your Live Journal over here.
Mm. So Live Journal was a blogging site. It's still around, which angers me because my Live Journal, which I don't know how to log into, exists, so I can't delete it.
Oh, awesome.
Which is not good, which is why I will not tell anybody what it is, because this is, I am going to still filter some of these, but I will read some of my very... very embarrassing entries between the ages of, I think, 17 and 21 or 22.
This goes back to when you were 17?
Yeah, I was like...
This is like when the internet first started.
It was.
Oh my God.
This is literally like opening up a time capsule
right
now.
This is fantastic. Even for Mahoney. He's forgotten about a lot of these.
This one's from 2002. I can barely talk today after spending 3 hours recording a freaking commercial.
It took you 3 hours to...
I was in broadcasting school, Dave. I was trying to get it right. Me and Floyd Mayweather learned how to read at the same time. I just went to Express today and bought 2 new shirts, 5% spandex and 95% cotton.
You've always been obsessed.
Those are good shirts. Those are good shirts right there.
You've always been obsessed.
I just ordered a few pizzas because I found the best coupon ever. American Idol, 24, and Smallville are all on tonight. Woo.
Oh my God.
So the ADD of this entry, by the way, every sentence is something new. It's a new journey.
Okay, is it just me or is this kind of like Mahoney flexing?
No, it's not.
I feel like it kind of is like I'm in broadcast school and I just spend a lot of time.
Yeah,
I'm making this commercial. By the way, I'm ordering extra pizza.
None
ladies.
Of my guy friends. Okay, I if we're gonna coupon. Be honest, none of my guy friends were on this. So this was like.
That's
either
what I mean.
Girls I knew or like girls on the internet who were trying to like.
That's what this sounds like.
Oh, 100%. That is the filter that it was written
this
through.
This is you fishing,
a doubt.
Fishing with dynamite, yes.
Yes, because everybody knows I love nothing more than to have, you know, people tell me how awesome I am.
Of course.
That's yes, my favorite yeah. thing. So here's another one.
Words of affirmation.
This guy's going to be a broadcaster and he's got so much pizza.
Can we get spicy music for this one,
spicy.
Dave?
Spicy.
Yes.
This
yes,
one's
yes,
from March at 1:31 a.m., 2002. I have a thing for a girl at work. She plays soccer for a college here in town, but I won't act on it. A friend of mine found out from her friend that she isn't seeing anyone. I think she may be interested. We've been kind of talking at work. I would like to get to know her more, but I probably won't. She's going back to South Dakota for spring break. I really wanted to give her my number tonight, but I didn't. And she doesn't seem the type to come forward and give me her number. I'm always very reserved at work. So I could also be sending mixed signals. Spelled mixed wrong.
Oh, you did? Oh,
two X's.
No. Oh, hardcore.
But I've been doing my best just to let her know that I find her interesting. Also, there's this really attractive girl at school, which I definitely wouldn't act on. Way out of my league. Size. I wish certain in bold. Certain people lived in the same city that I did. It would solve a lot of my women issues.
Oh, my gosh.
Dot, dot.
I hate you now.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So all of us have things in our past, right, that make us kind of cringe. But Natalie started rattling off all of the things that she said bother her from her past. She said, the bangs, the orange hair, the tanning bed addiction, and the dermals. If you're not familiar with the dermals, it's like the lower back piercings.
Or yeah, you can get them anywhere, really. It's just, yeah.
Well, I guess you can have them in the front, too, right?
In the front or on your chest, like right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Natalie. I mean, to be fair, though, I feel like a lot of girls who went through that same phase also have, like, the dual stars, like, on their hip bones.
Yep.
That was very much in that same era.
Wendy said, the thing that I cringe about, marrying my first husband and marrying my second husband and dating my ex.
Oof.
I mean, I feel like there is a lot of... Oof. You look at how... I don't. Maybe it's not even so much the people, but you just look at how you were with that person. That's how how I do it. You know, it's like I think about how I acted then with them because of that. And
what
that's,
brought you to that point?
And that's where the real cringe like gets me. That's the like if you start thinking about it late at night cringe.
I agree. Oof.
Wynn said, I walked around a biker run one time with a 2-gallon container of mixed drink and got so drunk that I thought I was the host of a Grandma's Gone Wild topless shenanigans party. I had a camera crew take notice, and they brought the wrong kind of attention. That stoked my silliness. I got tackled behind from what I thought was a Grandpa Gone Wild. No, it was the police department. My bare chest got hamburgered. I got hogtied and dragged off. Pretty cringeworthy moment from my past.
Have you ever been so drunk that you just don't know what's going on and pretend that something else is your actual reality? Like, I can't understand this. Like, how do you think you're a part of Girls Gone Wild but for grandmas?
Elena said, I joined a multi-level marketing scheme, and ooh, I have so many Facebook memories pop up from then, and it is so, so cringy.
Oh, no, and you are forever labeled. Whatever. If you have ever tried to sell me in on your pyramid scheme of tummy tees, your makeup,
that's how
your
I remember
workout,
you.
Yep. Forever. Yep. You are the person who fell for the scam of trying to get me to fall for your scam, too. Dummies.
Okay, Mahoney, you got to hit us with one more. Did you find a good one? So Mahoney, we're talking about cringeworthy moments from the past. Mahoney has found his old live journal online. Ian has made it his life mission, much like Indiana Jones and the Covenant of the Lost Ark, to find this live journal.
He'll never find it.
Yes, I will. No, I have a particular set of skills.
Oh, God.
I will find you.
Oh, man, there's so many bad ones.
Just scrolling down. I mean, but
this is years worth of stuff. And so I'm like, there's a lot. So I'm like still like trying to get back to further years.
Uh-huh.
Here's one from Valentine's Day.
And I've
only read half of this.
You know what? So before you read that, there was an excellent comment from Duke in the chat. He said, the one thing that we've learned is that Mahoney is real creepy when he doesn't have a girl. And that's very, very true.
That's not true.
Like when you're single...
I'm not creepy.
Thirsty. You're, not creepy. Thirsty.
Borderline.
I like companionship.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, when you don't have that companionship, you go off the rails a little
bit.
Thirst.
And you
start fishing. Hard.
Yeah, I like people who like me. I need constant reinforcement.
You can't be alone.
Of that.
Yeah.
No, I can be alone. I just need people to reinforce how awesome I am behind that.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you got?
This one's from... Oh, boy. This one is from Valentine's Day 2001. Can we get some more music, Dave?
Yeah, you bet, of course.
And this one's a little bit longer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry for the lack of updates, everyone. I've just been kind of busy the last few days.
As if there's thousands of people pining, wondering where his post was.
You got one email. That's it.
Well, it's officially Valentine's Day today. I'm working. I did get a strange call from two ex-girlfriends on the same day a few days back, asking me to hang out with them together.
No, you didn't.
Nicole and Kristen. Yes, they're best friends. Yes, I dated them both. Nicole was my first and only love. I really haven't seen her in quite a while. Kristen as well. Well, she was after Nicole. I wouldn't mind seeing Nicole since I haven't seen her in ages. I doubt I will call them, though. Once I get off work, I have class at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. I've just been thinking a lot lately. Is there such a thing as a normal person who's in online or who is online? From everyone I've met more than a few times, I've been trying to think of who doesn't have some sort of major issues. The funny thing is, I can't. I'm hating being online lately. Not because I don't enjoy talking with the few of you that I do here. Because those are the only reasons, besides the news, that I come online anymore. I'm just rambling. Sighs. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Side rant.
Oh, no. No, there's more.
No.
People
who call and won't let you get off the phone. I've had like four people do this to me in the last couple of days. I just seriously want them to die.
Oh my god.
When they don't stop. Blarg.
That's how I felt about that side rant. You never let us in. You never hung up the phone. You never turned off the computer.
Mahoney and the wise words of Billy Tatum.
I hate to say it. It was kind of cool.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, Mahoney, and Ian, have any of you ever gotten excited at work?
Message deleted.
You mean like physically excited to the point where it was noticeable? You have?
Sure, man. I used to, like, back when we did overnights, when I was the only person in the building, this is, you know.
Have you gone to town on yourself?
No, never on myself. But okay. I mean, with, I had
the relations.
Friend,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know.
No.
At
but
the place.
I think, is he referring to, like, just, like, sitting here? Like,
oh, yeah, no.
No, no.
No, no.
No, I mean, like, maybe if I was still in middle school, sure, because, like, you know, the wind would blow and then you'd feel those feelings. But, I mean, now it takes, you know, the whole team of mechanics.
A blue pill, some hardcore cinema. And
I got to pull in like I'm a NASCAR getting my tires changed. Like, they got the whole pit crew working on me just to get me going.
That torque wrench?
Yeah, that's right. Whoa.
Where's that thing go?
You don't want to know.
I mean, it has so many options.
Ian, have you ever gotten physically excited at work?
I'm a very sensitive man, so occasionally, never around you guys besides when Mahoney was reading his live journal entries beginning.
Full arousal.
But I used to do a show on Saturdays from 7 to midnight, and I used to be the only one in the building. And, you know, you'll be scrolling through Instagram on the Explorer page, and then, you know, next thing you know, you're seeing a pretty scantily clad person that you enjoy. And, got a little hot and heavy.
Pitchers.
Never acted
Pitchers
on it.
Pitchers could do it.
Yeah, man, I told you I'm very sensitive.
So
I
just to be clear, you did not... Here in the studio.
Not in the studio. not in the studio.
In your car.
Not in my car.
I always get nervous about cameras in here.
Allegedly. Yes, I did. Yeah, fine.
Where? In the
bathroom? In the bathroom.
You went to the bathroom and...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the only one in the building, wasn't
it? The only one in the building, whatever.
I mean, whatever. I don't judge you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I judge you.
You have needs.
Oh, shut up, Dave.
You guys are monsters.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Two movies, Terminator and iRobot. Hello.
Message deleted.
Talking about things.
It's all coming true.
Technology that scares us.
Taking over. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we do have, you know, kind of robots that have guns and we have AI systems that control weaponry is scary as hell.
Robots that can reproduce.
Ugh. I mean, we're still a ways off on that.
But still, like, you know, all these innovations, it's getting real close to being scary. Like,
well, the good news is it's probably not going to, we'll probably be dead by the time comes.
That's our plan, is just to die before they take over?
That's what every generation before every generation, it's like, it's next people's problem. I'll
you
be
guys
dead.
Worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sorry, kids.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just saw a commercial for a brand new series. MTV presents Teen Mom Family Reunion. MTV is milking this series bone dry. Like, man, these teen moms, they're going to be grandma soon.
Message deleted.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, yeah. I mean, they're all, what, in their 30s now probably?
At this point?
Yeah.
But MTV is all it is anymore is ridiculousness and teen mom. That's all they got.
I mean, did you have to phrase it that way, Andy, that MTV is really milking all of these teen moms?
Well, I mean, in the porn world, which some of them have, I think,
one
has gone on
Farrah
to
Abraham.
Do, would probably be considered, you know, by those standards to be a gilf.
Ugh.
Because it's like, they're like, you ever be scrolling like Pornhub and you're like, MILF, and they're like, that person is 22.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, come on. Like, the unrealistic expectations.
Well, then it's also like, hot grandma wants some action. Like, she's 36. What are you talking about?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I get sometimes you fall on real hard times, but it's never okay to go rob somebody of what is rightfully theirs, right? And even like, you know, breaking into a store and stealing something, it's a bad idea, but it's a really bad idea when if you get busted, it's going to be extremely embarrassing. And unfortunately for Jacob McFarland, he had to learn that the hard way. This is in North Wales, a Philly suburb. He went into Adult World and he got busted stealing a fleshlight. And what's called an auto blow AI?
Oh no! This is how is this what you're talking about? Like AI has become sentient, you know, and it's going to take over the world. Also, did you intentionally say falling on hard times because he dropped an adult store?
So they listed the price. The auto blow AI retails for $250. You can imagine what that
does. Top of the line.
Very nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then a fleshlight, $95.99.
Oh, you got them on a discount. I feel like anything that ever ends in 99 is on discount.
I know I'm probably in the minority, and I know I'm probably going to get grief for saying this because I like, hey, people live your life, but I am very judgmental of dudes. If I were to know that one of my friends was using one of these things on a regular basis, I 1,000% would judge them.
So,
like, I just can't. I cannot not judge them.
What if it's their good luck one that was passed down from generation to generation?
This was my grandpa's. Oh, even worse. Yeah.
It's like is there like a trophy?
So this is exactly on brand for this.
It's not a family heirloom. It's a family heirloom.
Ew.
It's so short and curly.
So I mean, honestly, if it's passed down, there's probably some leftovers.
Officers located McFarland at a hotel just steps away from Adult World, so he didn't have too far to go. And when they found him, they found the stolen toys, and they also found a knife inside of his backpack.
Oh, I thought you were going to
say that had a lock on it.
I thought you were going to say instead of the fleshlight. It would have been perfect hiding spot.
Doesn't this seem like this is, just imagine it with me, it is a black JanSport with the brown bottom.
Yep, I know exactly.
And you open it up, and there's just a pocket knife in the bottom of it.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Just a pocket knife in an empty backpack.
a baggie too that has nothing in it. Just like once upon a things were living in there at one point. Oh man, this is a grimy human being.
Man, let me tell you about a grimy human being. So, you know, we hear a lot of stories about people doing the PPP loan scams, and this guy did the exact same thing. He is a 27-year-old from Fort Lauderdale. He took out $4.2 million in PPP loans. Any guesses what he did next?
Strip clubs, Bentleys, and a trip to Dave & Buster's.
Bought a bunch of followers on Instagram.
he purchased a Lamborghini.
Yeah, okay.
He got a Rolex. He got a Hublot watch as well. He also got some designer clothes from Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Chanel.
Oh.
And he is now being charged with 5 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. He also, in order to get these loans, submitted fraudulent IRS tax forms, which is smart because they have no record of that, right? He is facing 132 years in prison.
Yeah, anybody who's stolen public funds to, especially like, man, if you're out here rolling around in like a Gucci tracksuit, you douchebag.
If you're trying to like keep your business afloat, like that's what these are supposed to be for, right? If you're out here buying Lamborghinis and Hublot watches while shopping at Chanel, you douche.
I thought that was another fleshlight. I didn't know what that
Hublot
was.
Hublot watches?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Hublot is the voyeur version.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the movie quote quiz, these are all big movies that I'm sure you've seen over the years. Trying to figure out what they are, though, in just like short 10 to 15 second clips can be a little bit challenging. Audrey, you don't have nearly as much time on God's green earth as Mahoney does.
I am very young, yes.
So, do you want to go first or second on the first one? Come on.
That's rude. Oh, sorry, first.
Okay. So, you'll hear this clip. If you want to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that. Movie quote quiz, clip number one. Good luck, Audrey.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
You're wrong. Mama's right. Mama's right. There's something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is that Waterboy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
Gosh, it's the same Adam Sandler just spread across 4 different movies, yep. And I just had to try and remember which one.
I mean, what great acting.
Mama's right.
Medulla oblongata.
All right,
I saw that in the theaters,
did
and
really?
I loved it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Don't act like you didn't love Adam Sandler.
It was great, Adam but Sandler's I mean, just wonderful. That little my hiney or whatever that voice is that he does. Yeah. It's in every
and he's
movie.
He's made $500 million. Yeah.
Yep. I know. Yep. It's genius. He's great.
Adam Sandler is the smartest guy in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And especially now, all he's doing is he's got this Netflix deal and he just cranks out subpar movies that no one has any expectation of.
The movie with Jennifer Aniston was great.
Murder, yes.
Mystery. Hubie Halloween, which came out last Halloween, was also phenomenal.
You're the only one that liked that.
Or Halloween Before Last.
Here we go. On to number two, Mahoney. It's your turn first.
My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday when the sun is highest in the sky.
Why would you do this to me, Ian? Why would you do this to me? That was Will Smith and I Am Legend.
Whoa.
Very nice.
Why would they
just give me chills.
If you love dogs, you cannot watch that movie.
Mm. Why do they always kill dogs? It's because they know it's just going to hurt
us. The dog turns on them.
Yeah, they never like kill
he
cats.
He has to kill his own dog. He has to kill his own dog.
Yeah. Whoa.
Spoiler.
That's a huge spoiler. It's like a whole movie.
That ruined it. I was crying when that happened.
Sad.
Here we go.
Andy gets another dinosaur. A mean one. I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection.
It's Toy Story.
Yeah, man. Audrey's doing great. Mahoney, you can tie it up here.
I like the difference in our movies here, Mahoney.
I know that sometimes I'd be in one Starbucks, and then you'd be in the other Starbucks, and then I think maybe, you know, I should go over to that Starbucks the next weekend, and then you'd be at the other Starbucks. So we kind of cross. I know, it seems so stupid.
He's so
now.
Good.
Ugh. I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right, and I thought that was really sexy.
I got it.
Audrey's going to steal if you don't get it.
I'm pretty sure that's Best in Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Wow,
and we bonded
nice.
Over a J. Crew magazine.
Yeah.
And that was that Parker Posey?
Yes, it was.
And, dude, like her and, just the uber preppy women. That time of my life, it was not Selma Blair and Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, if you wore a sweater and you tied a shirt around your neck, I was in love with you.
Yeah.
Like that.
So if
that,
you were a trust fund baby?
Yeah. No, like he wanted to level up because like he didn't grow up a rich kid, right? Like you see these girls who have just untold amounts of money and you want to feel like you're worthy of their love and affection. You know, you have to have that tennis sweater look.
100%. Yeah. Oh, Dave and I did a remote one time. And we were at UNLV's practice field. And then all of a sudden, there's like 500 good looking women who just came out of nowhere. Yeah. And it was the UNLV tennis team that just came out of nowhere.
And they all looked like they were supermodels from Russia that were just beautiful blonde tennis players.
Yeah,
and we're just like,
tennis look, golf look,
giggity.
I melt. Mm-hmm. Just
well,
done.
It's
and
back.
They walked right past us like we
didn't
were
even,
invisible.
Nope. didn't even look
not
our
even,
direction.
Not even in our direction.
Not even one. And we were yelling.
We got a flashing van out there with lights, like sirens going off. Like, still
the
nothing.
Most look at me energy ever.
Yep.
Pick me.
Not even a glance. All right. Fifth and final one.
We're tied.
Audrey, if you get this, you win. If Mahoney steals, he wins. Here we go. Good luck.
Look, I'm not an idiot, all right? It's a big man's wife. I'm going to sit across from her. Chew my food, my mouth closed, laugh at her jokes, and that's it.
Hey, my name's Paul, and this is just between y'all.
What would you ask me about it for?
Woof.
Oh, boy.
It's a big movie. I'm going to have to hear it again.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Look, I'm not an idiot, all right? It's a big man's wife. I'm going to sit across from her, chew my food, my mouth closed, laugh at her jokes, and that's it.
Hey, my name's Paul, and this is just between y'all.
What would you ask me about it for?
5 seconds.
I can't even pinpoint an actor. I got nothing.
It's got to be a mafia movie.
It sounds like it because the music in the back is they're all sitting down to dinner somewhere.
So I'm.
Is it Casino?
It's between Casino, but I don't think it's Casino because I feel like that's more 70s. So I'm going to go with Goodfellas.
No, it's not. No. It's whenever he does the unlock your car test. What is that movie?
Talking about A Bronx Tale?
Is it A Bronx Tale?
No.
That's a great movie,
though. It is a good movie.
Chaz Palminteri, masterful.
Wow.
Pulp Fiction, guys. Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Yeah. Both of you lose.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So, Ian, you are just over a month in now to being a dad. Tell us about how you are feeling right now, because first child, it's, You said that you had the 1 month anniversary
yesterday.
Was it yesterday, right?
I messed that up. It's actually today.
Oh, whoops.
So yes, congratulations, Ezra. You've been on the you've been in the world for an entire month now, and Dad is very, very, very tired.
Are you? Do you feel more tired?
My entire routine, and I am a robot when it comes to like my work and my routines and everything like that, completely turned around. Every couple of hours, getting up like today. Usually get to the station around like 3:30, but like I was up since 1 o'clock. Like we had to call my dad in for reinforcements the other night just because my partner Gina is getting no sleep.
Aww.
So it's just, but that's what happens when you have a newborn who has no idea what to do with anything in life.
What have you learned? Yeah. I mean, what's the thing that has maybe surprised you the most in these first 30 days?
Nothing matters. You think it does, nothing matters but just hanging out with your family and just having a good time for the short amount of time that we're here. That's really it.
That's very
And I'm sorry to get sentimental with this, but like that's it. I don't care about anything else anymore. Like as much as I really do invest a lot of my time and pride into like work, I'm sorry, I like my kid a little bit more.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So and that goes for everything. Like people's opinions, I don't care about anymore. Like I'm going to.
Man,
the
he's been here for a month. Like all of this happened in 4 weeks,
dude. Yeah, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, my
right,
baby has definitely helped with my anxiety in regards to like that stuff. And thank God for Zoloft because it's helping my partner with her anxiety. But yeah, man, it's cool. But unfortunately, it's just very time consuming. And it's going to be time consuming for the next probably 40 years when he's living in my
house. Until he gets used to being like cold and not in like the womb. Like it's a cold life out here. And he was born in the winter.
Yes.
Jeez, it's the coldest part.
Andy said that Audrey is about to cry. Were you getting emotional over there?
I was. Yeah. I mean, it really is. Ian is a sensitive being. You know, we know this. And just hearing his love for his kid is really cool. I really thought that was really neat.
Could I recommend something? I think that perhaps, I mean, to really get these thoughts down and immortalize them, perhaps you should start A live journal.
A live journal?
Yeah.
I take it online because I do have a dad journal that we write that I write in.
Are you really physically writing in it?
I'm physically writing in it, and my hand hurts so bad because I haven't like actually
written anything in a long time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I just thought you meant you were like always writing.
No, I just don't know how
any
to
writing,
anymore.
Yeah, well, it's those muscles we don't use anymore in that way.
I write.
Do you really?
I mean, not like, not like novels, but yeah, I write things. Like, I write. Like your old wives do, I'm sure. Like, you're writing out thank you cards and, like, messages, like, on the cards.
I've never gotten
stuff.
A thank you card from you.
Yeah, me neither.
You've never sent me anything.
I send you my greetings every day when you walk into the studio. I say, hi, Audrey.
And then I say, nice shoes. And that's about the extent of it. I don't have to write you a thank you card for...
Just
except
saying.
For, I will say, Mahoney apparently did give me a wedding gift, and my registry never told me that anyone...
How much was it?
Several $100s.
No, it wasn't. What? And I wasn't. And I didn't have it. The website that I chose to use gave me no names of anyone, so I couldn't send thank yous to anyone. Not only that, it didn't even send invitations out properly.
So the moral of the story is, I know that happened because
Give Audrey a wedding gift because she'll say that she writes thank you cards, but then when somebody actually does give her one, she actually won't.
So that's not the worst one.
And Ian doesn't care about any of us anymore.
So I had a friend back in Missouri who I was supposed to go to their wedding, but I couldn't go to it. And I felt real bad. It's a close friend, but just some things had come up with work and other things in life. I couldn't go, so I felt
Sounds like a close friend.
It was a close friend.
You hate weddings. It's fine.
No, but this was before I hated weddings.
Oh, okay.
And this was like right when the show started to do like really well, and I sent them what I would have spent on a plane ticket and like a hotel and all that.
Yeah.
I sent them, I think, $500 or $600.
Wow.
As a wedding gift.
That's
because
big.
That's a huge gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think we had just hit like a number one bonus too. And so I was just feeling like real bad. But also wanted to help.
The good old days.
Yeah. The good old days. And I didn't get I didn't get a thank you text. They were.
Not even a thank you text.
Not even a thank you text.
See, I feel like, too, Mahoney, like you know that we've had actual stories that we've talked about where the same company that I ended up using, we've had this as one of our Karens come in, and, like, this website ended up not doing this for me, blah, blah,
sure,
blah.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, I wasn't working here, but I was working next door. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I had known you'd given me I even invited you handwritten to the wedding.
And I felt bad that I couldn't go.
Yeah, but I would have straight up.
I didn't get a hand.
You sure did.
Didn't get a handwritten
invitation. You
absolutely
did.
She dropped them off to both of us, Dave.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
But I at least would have gone up to you and said, hey, thank you so much. And I didn't even do that because I didn't even know. It's awful. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Thanks for still letting me be a part of the show.
I'm going to need that $200 back.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
So it's a brand new year, and you'd think it's a new us, right? A better us. We're improving in 2022, not getting worse, right?
None of us even set resolutions this year.
No. Who sets resolutions?
Some people,
I mean,
not
I tried
us.
Oh, Audrey?
Uh-oh. Oh, did I lie?
No, I mean, casual. I mean, like, casual.
Okay.
I'm not, like, sitting here trying to get, like, so ripped.
Swole.
I'm not like, yoked. No, I mean,
wanna, like,
I just...
Want to, lose a couple LBs?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of us...
Not blackout.
Right.
I want to try and not blackout for all of 2022.
How many times did you black out in 2021?
I don't even. There's too many times.
40% really? Of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, probably about 30% of the year.
I don't think I blacked out at all in 2021.
Really?
Yes,
I don't
you
think
did.
So.
Wow, that's
you
growth.
Wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you were
know.
Blacked out.
Yeah.
No, I
you
don't
were
think,
blacked out
but
on
you
that.
You know when you blacked
out. You blacked out on that Southwest flight.
Yes, you were.
But I was asleep.
Yeah.
I was
asleep but yelling.
But also, there were nights that I think that they were like, they were on, browning out, blacking out, were on the verge.
Little foggy.
Yeah, browned out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Point is, it's a new year, but it's not a better us. And to showcase that, Ian has put together an all-new blooper reel of some of our scripts from just this week, amazingly.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
And I get there's probably plenty of people out there who feel that same way. But I don't like even really love other people driving me. I don't like even really love other people driving me.
Yeah, my dad drove Toyotas when I was growing up.
That even creeps me out. It's like sort of God complex-ish.
Like the Tupac
you're
hologram?
It's like sort of God complex-ish.
Dave, we live in an age where there are so many talented people in the world and we have a way for them to get their voice out. Dave, we live in an age...
Do they still have home ec? Like, is that still?
I don't think so. Because
I feel like that was like a homemaker. I feel like that was like a homemaker. I'm tired. Like, I want to get more rest, but now.
I woke up at 3:30 yesterday. 3:30.
What do you mean they're putting
They were
tweets?
Putting up fake tweets from fake names, like Ben Dover. Putting up fake tweets from fake names, like Ben Dover. It's like sort of gone. God complex-ish. Ben Dover.
I get there's probably plenty of people out there who feel that same way. But I don't like even really love other people driving me.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we've heard a lot of ridiculous stories over the years of people getting busted with drugs and then swearing that they're not their drugs.
I mean, almost on a weekly basis, we hear these stories, and somehow they get more and more ridiculous each time. Like the cocaine that blew into the window.
Blew into the window and then into her purse, right? But not her cocaine. Of course, if you've ever watched Cops before, when they're going through somebody's pockets and they start pulling a bunch of meth out, it's always their cousin's pants that they just happened to be wearing, had no idea that they were full of methamphetamine, as if somebody wouldn't notice if their JNCO jeans, their meth JNCO jeans went missing all of a sudden and their cousin was wearing them. This, though, this story that I'm about to share with you takes it to a new level.
What happened?
A Clearwater, Florida man told deputies that the drugs were not his that they found on him. He is a 34-year-old by the name of Patrick Florence. He was riding in his car, was pulled over. He was driving without his lights on early one morning, which is very big meth energy. The driver of the vehicle was arrested by police for DUI and possession of marijuana. A search of the car uncovered a gun under this guy's seat. The deputies searched him, and they found some drugs on him.
What,
and he said, well, not exactly. They said, these aren't my drugs, is what Patrick said.
Okay.
And they said, are you sure that these aren't your drugs? Because we have just found bags of methamphetamine and cocaine, and they really appear to be your drugs based on the placement of where we found them.
Were they in his butt?
They were not in his butt, which is even more amazing. They were wrapped around his dingling.
Oh, no.
He had bags of cocaine and meth wrapped around his dingling and then actually told the cops, those aren't my drugs.
I don't think that you can get away with that, sir.
They asked him, well, whose drugs are they? And he said, well, I'm not sure. How would I know that? How would I know who put the drugs around my dingling?
Maybe you stopped into a truck stop. And maybe there was a mysterious crack or hole in the wall of one of the bathrooms.
And so,
that's
of course,
not a nice name to call someone.
You explore that mysterious crack or hole by putting your junk through it.
Yes,
just to see what happens.
And
a crack or hole.
Maybe.
I was like, that's very foul to call another person.
It was dark in there, and you know, next thing you know, a stranger wraps a bunch of drugs around your Johnson.
It is very, very likely that that's what happened.
Also, like, do we know what it was secured with? Like, was it saran wrap, rubber bands, twine?
Twine.
Who has twine?
A bungee cord.
Yeah, whatever the stuff they use with the fancy bread. Isn't there like a food twine that they do?
I think so.
What am I thinking of? The really nice that Gordon Ramsay does.
I don't know, man.
Beef Wellington.
Oh yeah. It was rubber bands, and it really would have been great if the cop was just popped it.
Oh yeah, just snap them once.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
End his life.
I am envisioning that with the drugs around it and the twine, it would be Beef Methington?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Realistically, it was probably just some like leftover hair ties from his girlfriend or something, because they're always left around.
Scrunchy?
Yeah, like a scrunchie.
A scrunchie.
From the 90s, the last time he actually had a girlfriend.
And finally, if that grosses you out, wait till I tell you about a ball of human hair that just set a Guinness World Record for being the biggest ball of human hair.
Oh!
225.13 pounds of human hair.
So disgusting.
What is wrong with
you? What were they just doing, like rolling it up?
Yeah, and then they realize, hey, I got a good ball going right here. Let's keep it rolling. 225 pounds.
But that has to be huge, right?
It's enormous.
Yeah. Think of a medicine ball. Yes. A 10-pound medicine ball is, like, quite large.
And that's a medicine ball, right? This is just human hair. It's enormous.
Somebody call that Manscaped Company.
Right?
It's Pop Trash!
So congratulations to Jennifer Garner. I mean, we haven't heard a lot about Jennifer Garner recently. All the talk's been about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and how they've rekindled their love. And how he's lost a bunch of weight and he's doing so much better. And
I've always loved Jennifer Garner, though. I thought she was a great actress.
Great,
and,
yeah.
You know, seems to be a terrific mother.
But here's some big news.
And a great Capital One endorsee or endorser.
Yeah, she has been named Hasty Pudding's 2022 Woman of the Year.
I don't like the name of Hasty Pudding.
Now, if you excuse me, I got to whisper some sweet nuts in this pudding.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. What is a Hasty Pudding?
That's what happens when I get a little too excited.
That's what happened on my first date.
Oh no. I'm sorry, baby.
She is now 49 years old. I apologize for my hasty pudding.
Sorry.
So it's Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. I can't get that out of my head now.
Sorry.
I'm sorry about that, Dave.
So it's not only her career as an actor, but also her record as a philanthropist and an entrepreneur. So it's a big award, but it's just unfortunately named.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasty pudding.
When was the last
time
anybody actually had some pudding? Because I love anything that's like custard.
Don't you
or
put
flan.
An I in on pudding. You just call it pudding. Pudding.
No, it's pudding.
Pudding.
It's pudding.
Pudding.
You don't
pudding.
Say pudding?
Pudding.
Come on.
What's wrong with pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Yeah, yeah. Be putting that thing on
pudding.
Me.
Pudding.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Putting that pudding on me.
I don't like it. Pudding.
Pudding?
I have
Have some pudding.
It's better than pudding.
Pudding.
Gross. Pudding.
I had some pudding yesterday because of this story.
You did?
Yeah.
This inspired you?
This inspired me, yeah.
Where did you go get pudding?
Mahoney. I really appreciate it.
Did you have to go to the store to get pudding?
Well, I made my baby mama go and get it, but yes, I had some chocolate pudding.
Good chocolate pudding is the best pudding.
And you and I should go get $240 worth of pudding.
$240.
Why $240 worth of pudding?
Because why not?
I'm sweating. This is so gross. Why is it gross?
I'm so turned on right now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
We have made it to another Friday.
Woo. All I want to eat is them barbecue.
And we're going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are. Well, kind of.
Some of us are. Some of us have newborns.
In dry January?
In honor of Ian and his partner's heritage being from the great state of Wisconsin, it's been a hot minute since we featured a Wisconsin beer here on Beer for Breakfast. And today we are featuring one of the most famous beers to ever come out of the great state of Wisconsin. We are featuring the Spotted Cow from the New Glarus Brewing Company. Ian, can you tell us a little bit about how we came in possession of this beer?
So this actually had to cross state lines. And my mother brought me a bunch because, one, she knows I love beer. And then, plus, she lives in Wisconsin, and they drink this like water out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had this beer on numerous occasions, Wisconsin dive bars. This is definitely a staple in all of them. Signage everywhere. If you don't drink this beer while you're in Wisconsin or grab one, you made a mistake, and you got to go back. Two things to do in Wisconsin. One, the Marsh Cheese Castle. And two, New Glarus Brewing, Spotted Cow.
The Spotted Cow has 4.8% alcohol by volume, generously donated to us today from Ian's lovely mother. The can, I love it. You got a cow, you've got the state of Wisconsin, and the state of Wisconsin has a little fingerprint on it, but a very colorful yellow gradient that turns into orange and green can. So
is that cow jumping over something?
It looks like it's jumping over Wisconsin.
It's jumping over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the cow's... junk is the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a big phallic looking Wisconsin.
And that's a lumpy cow too.
A lumpy cow.
Real.
Yeah.
I mean that cow's seen some. Cow drinks a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm.
If we're being honest, the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start off with the look of the spotted cow from New Glarus.
It kind of has a little bit of an orange hue to it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, looks like kind of a traditional, a little bit foggier than a like a regular lager, but I mean, it's
light haze.
Yeah,
nicely carbonated.
Yeah, just a little bit of orange hue to it.
Let's move on to the next category, which is
kind of looks like the smell. Can, actually,
let's take a big whiff.
Okay, so bear with me here. Whenever I smelled it for the first time, you know how Chardonnays are like had that buttery, nutty undertone.
Ooh, yeah,
it's kind of like a Chardonnay for me.
Very
like
good,
it's
yeah.
got that butter undertone.
It's got a it's got a light fruitiness.
Yeah.
To it, even though it's not overly fruity, but you also get, you know, some of the it's like a cracked wheat in there as well that really comes through. But let's move on to our favorite part, friends, which is
cheers.
The taste.
It's cheers to a Friday.
Here's to drinking.
Ian's baby turning a month old. You know, us being able to drink beer on a Friday in 2022. Here for it, man.
That's right. So let's all take a big drink of the spotted cow.
I like this beer out of the can.
Ooh.
Mm. Goes down
That's
easy.
That's a much drier finish than I was expecting.
It is like Chardonnay in beer form.
It is, yeah. It drinks real easy. I mean, the nose had a decent amount of alcohol to it, I thought, which kind of surprised me because this beer drinks super smooth.
I mean, in the world of like heavy beers, we're not dealing with, you know, this is under 5, so.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like a light beer if you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking
because it's malty. Well, like, are you getting the malt in there?
There's a substantial, I mean, big flavor, low alcohol, which I like. Audrey, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, I didn't really know that I liked lagers. Maybe I just like this one. I think that it's got the perfect amount of, like, that buttery. It does have some darker undernotes. Like, for me, I don't really know what that would be. I'm not really, my flavor palette is literally not picking up anything other than I like this beer.
You get some yeast. You get the grains are definitely in there.
I'm not familiar with lagers, I guess.
Are you getting the creaminess, though, and then also like the spice there at the end?
A little bit of spice.
There's a little bit of spice, yeah. Like on the end of it, like at the front, it's like creamy, and then you get a little spice.
I'm not getting any spice, but I do enjoy it.
And this is a farmhouse ale. So, again, when you're thinking lager, this is a much, like, I would say, bolder flavor, but it doesn't assault the palate. It's nicely balanced. Mm-hmm. It's very, the mouthfeel, I would say, in that medium range, you know, light to medium, but definitely like three quarters of the way to medium bodied.
Right.
But smooth and creamy. Ian, when was the first time you had a spotted cow?
Wow, I think the first time was actually 2009 when the rest of my family moved to Wisconsin and I was there visiting just because this is an exclusive Wisconsin beer. So I thought, I'm in Wisconsin, I have to give it a try. And I fell in love with it and have been in love ever since. My favorite part is actually going to their website and then looking at the food pairings that they recommend with this
beer. What do they recommend with that?
Literally, if it's food, if it's edible, it pairs well with it. Barbecue, grilled steak, jambalaya, brats, steaks.
Jambalaya.
Burger and fries, stir fry, bacon and cheese curds, of course, potato chips, chicken sandwich, tilapia fillets.
I could get down on actual beer chicken with this beer being used.
Beer brats with this beer cheese.
Yes. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm here for this beer. Ian, thank you so much for introducing this to us.
This turned sexual.
So your baby mama, her parents owned a bar.
Was
this the best-selling beer in their bar?
It's always up there, especially in the small kind of real hometown dive bars. Yes, he did own a bar for a while, Carlone's. He sold it for a boatload of
good
money.
Good for that.
All right.
Yes, bought himself a condo, and they're down in Florida right now. But probably drinking Spotted Cow because it's a very Wisconsin thing to do whenever you travel.
The drinkability on this, like I said, I've heard about Spotted Cow over the years. I've got a lot of friends who have told me about this, and I've wanted to try it. So that's why when Ian said his mother brought some of this, I was very excited to bring this in. I'm not sure what the price point is on this because we didn't pay for it, but I imagine that it has to be somewhat reasonable. The drinkability scale, this thing is off the charts, really. Like, I am a huge fan. Like, this isn't a beer that's going to, you're going to drink it and you're going to go, oh my God, that's something I've never tasted before in my life. But the actual balance, the flavor, and the just overall enjoyment of this beer, for me, through the roof. So I would say, go check out the New Glarus Brewing Company.
Ian.
Get yourself some Spotted Cow. You will not regret it. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Yeah.
Oh, Mahoney, Bear Scouts Ramsey, I give the Spotted Cow
a 4.2 out of 5.
Whoa! Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Think about it. It's a very small chance that we are already living on a ship and we're living in space. You know, all of us are imaginary, and somebody else is moving us around like a video game.
Message deleted.
Like The Sims, like we're all Sims characters.
So we're all imaginary, and we're living on a ship in outer space.
Did you say we were imaginary?
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't disagree. I disagree with that, but I mean, planet, like if you've ever been to Epcot, you know, there's like Spaceship Earth that's there, you know, the big Epcot dome. I mean, Earth is essentially a spacecraft. We are traveling at, you know, incredibly fast speeds throughout the universe,
right?
You know, around our sun.
Sure.
So we are moving.
We are on a spaceship of
sorts. You could call it a ship, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think that humans will ever live on a planet other than Earth?
No,
you don't. You don't think, not in our lifetime, but I mean, in like maybe in like your great grandkids' lifetimes.
No,
you don't.
No,
why not?
We haven't found a sustainable planet other than Earth.
They said we could terraform Mars.
We can terraform Mars.
It's going to take us like 5 years to get there, though.
We can't figure out how to fix the east side of town.
Yeah, dude, I got a street that still has potholes everywhere.
Right.
Like, come on. But also at the same time, Mahoney, I think very much like the Don't Look Up ending, I think we are going to find somewhere, and then it's just going to backfire on all of us.
I haven't seen Don't Look Up yet.
It's great.
It's not a big spoiler.
Is it?
I mean, no. It's okay. Even if you did spoil it, I was planning on watching it this weekend. I just don't know if I'm ready to see Leo in that kind of role. He doesn't look that great.
Well, you're not ready to see him looking like a normal 52-year-old guy or whatever
no,
he is now?
Like, I don't like him normalizing himself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, don't like it.
You want him just to be
throwing
just,
money off the back of the yacht.
Just man me.
I do.
Yeah.
He's for my viewing pleasure. I want to be able to catcall Leo at all times.
These are things that a woman can say and a man cannot.
It's 2022, Dave.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you all admit that at some point in your lives, you've actually tried to move an object with your mind?
Message deleted.
Still do, all the time.
Or like if I want to try
force.
And like force, yes, like force just choke you.
Yeah, that's me when I'm drunk and things aren't working.
Yeah, come on, get up, please.
You can do it.
You can do
it. Little lightsaber, come on.
Come on, little one.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
To round us out today, though, thought it'd be appropriate to have Mahoney read us one last entry from his live journal. So we discovered this because we were just talking about cringeworthy things from your past that have, you know, still stick with you after all these years, and Mahoney just sort of randomly decided to pull up his live journal.
Yeah, and this is the most cringe thing ever.
And
I mean, just the whole live journal. We've read about 6 or 7 entries, and there's a couple years worth. So
I mean,
maybe
these are
like
from
5 or 6 more years down the road, we can read some more. But
I mean, you were like 19, 20, maybe early 20s at the time.
Not like I think the last entry I was 21 or 22.
Got it.
It was like when I started working full time in radio.
When does this take us back to?
This one takes us back to 2002.
Ooh.
We need sexy music.
20 years
no,
ago.
No. This one's just stupid. It said, "Those bastards cut my sideburns off. I could taste you on my lips and smell you on my clothes. I'm learning to juggle." And that's it.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land that I love.
One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.